Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Schilling-Fox, your host. Thank you for being here. You just heard a little bit about what the UR Tennis Network is about, and we are here to represent those who feel like they may not have a voice in the sport, who may be underrepresented, or just feel like they may not be listened to. We are here to listen. We're here to allow you to speak. Here at the Tennis Authority, I think we have the most fun of all because we get to talk about products, services, or events going on. And for those of you who have been around for a while, you know this, but I see some new listeners out there. So welcome to you. Welcome to everyone. If you're a repeat listener, thanks for coming back. Thank you for your support. I want to remind everyone, I love hearing from you. So please contact me. Shoot me an email at natalie@thetennisauthority.com. Don't forget the V in there. You can also find us on Twitter at tennis, at 10S Authority, and on Facebook, Facebook/ The Tennis Authority. Don't forget to follow the network, because then you will be caught up to date on all of the shows going on, and you can find them at UR, and those, that's the letter U, the letter R, 10S, and you can find those on both Facebook and Twitter. We are working so hard as a network to get some new stuff coming your way. I know we've been talking about new shows for a while, and we absolutely have some coming. I hope I can announce a couple, at least two, by next Friday. So if you want to stay tuned, because we have some very exciting shows coming up in the next month or so. We'll have some new ones beginning, working on. We have one just about every day of the week. So you can tune in to hear those. On Monday, we have Parenting Aces with Lisa Stone. I was actually a guest on her show this week. We talked about the New York Tennis Expo, which was amazing. And I know you regular listeners who weren't able to attend are probably sick of hearing it, but it was truly a tremendous event that went fabulously. And Lisa Stone, Parenting Aces, and I always say this, I don't have kids, and so I don't know what it's like to be a tennis parent, but I know tennis parents get a lot of bad rap, and so by listening to her show, I hope that it's going to make me a better tennis parent when I hopefully have the privilege to become one someday. So she's truly, really a great show. She has great, great guests, and anyone can take something away from her show. Quite different than me. She's really relaxed, laid back. I'm a little more high-strung and fast-paced, so you'll enjoy listening to her. We have American Tennis with Chuck Creasy on Wednesdays at 11 Central Standard Time. Chuck does an amazing job. He was a tremendous coach out at Clemson for, I want to say, 13 years, a number of years. Very, very famous tennis coach at the college level. Amazing guy. Met him back in my days at TJC, and I got to visit with him for a brief second at the New York Tennis Expo, and he was there talking and sharing with kids how to get into college tennis, and he is just so passionate about our sport, and he's so passionate about where American tennis is and where it needs to go and how to get there, and he does a great job covering some very controversial topics, but he does not allow you to, you know, blame people or it's about solutions. It's not about pointing blame at people. It's about identifying the problem and identifying the solution that could help. So you will definitely enjoy his show. Bruce Lipka, I tell you, I can't say enough about Bruce. His show, he's just so natural. He is a very entertaining host, probably our most entertaining host. He just does a great job. I just got through listening to his show from yesterday. His show is on Thursdays at 11, and he was talking with John Embry, who is the USPTA president. And I highly recommend everyone, I don't care at what level of tennis you are, to go back and listen to Bruce's show from yesterday. It tells you some direction, some new direction the USPTA is going. There's been lots of controversy going on with them. But John does a great job of telling what the USPTA is about and its plans of where it's headed. It was a phenomenal show. I'm going to actually go back and listen to it a second time and see if I can get John to come on the show as well. Because, you know, what he does trickles down to everyone, from not just the teaching professionals, but all the way to 10 and under. So I do recommend that you need to know what's going on. You found us. We're here on Fridays at Tennis Authority with me, 12 noon until every Friday we're here. And we do have a new show that I believe last week was its first week at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, Infinity Tennis with Bill Patton. Tomorrow his show will be featuring Matt Cronin, so you definitely want to check his show out. And then we have Minorities in Tennis with Alex Chan, and that is every other Saturday, and you want to definitely check this show out as well. We will go to a commercial break and be back with you.
Alternative Lighting and Power is a renewable energy solutions-focused company with an emphasis in helping athletic facilities. We would like to upgrade your tennis complex to the 21st century. We offer a range of services that will upgrade your tennis complex. We can use our technology to make your facility virtually disappear from the energy grid. We can provide lights, scoreboards, scoring systems, cooling systems, heating systems, camera systems, covered seating areas, wastewater management, and even new buildings. Our company is located in Houston, Texas, but we provide services to all 50 states and internationally. We would love to visit with you about our opportunities. Please contact Ed Love at 832-549-4193 or email at elove@alternativel-p.com. You can also visit our website at www.alternativel-p.com. We are the sunny side of business.
And welcome back to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Shalene Fox, your host. Hey, if you're listening out there, our guest today is Steve and Teresa Edwards. It looks like I just got notification that they're experiencing some issues with the dial-in number. For those of you listening, if you have a question for myself, please call in 714-583-6853. Again, 714-583-6853. We'll just get our listeners a little bit more time, and if they have some issues getting in touch with us, we'll give them a call. Lisa Dodson is standing by, so I am going to see if I can bring her on. May take a minute to do that, but we will get her on, and she can go ahead and tell us her tip of the day. I've been getting lots of feedback from you guys. You guys like her, and I like her too. She's helped my tennis tremendously, and I just can't say enough good about her. She's a great coach and phenomenal lady, and we are so glad that she joins us each week by telling us a tip. I like what we talked about her tip for today a little bit earlier this week, and as she's coming on, we're still waiting for her to come on. Quick fixes on your serve. So if you're serving too long, too short, she's got a couple of quick fixes for us, and it looks like she's going to be delayed another minute. So don't forget to go find us on Facebook as well as Twitter, Tennis Authority, if you're on Twitter, and F10F or thetennisauthority.com or our website. You can also contact me at Natalie@thetennisauthority.com. I love my emails, and I love hearing what you guys have to say about the show. We're going to have Survey Monkeys up pretty soon. I've created the surveys, and I will get them up for you and posted. And you guys, I'd like for you, that way you can do it more anonymously and tell me what you think about the show. So I know that you guys have expressed some likes about our new format, dislikes as well. And so we definitely want to hear from you as to how you feel about the show. And I promise, Lisa, she's coming to
and
give her a few more.
And now we're going to go to our very favorite tip of the day girl, Lisa Dodson.
She has this amazing product. We've all heard from her if you've been listening regularly. But I know there's a few new of you out there. So Lisa has this great product called ServeMaster by the Total Serve. And today she is going to talk to us about a quick fix for serve errors. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Natalie. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Just about to head out onto the courts after I give my tip today.
Awesome. So tell us about the quick fix for serve errors.
Well, there are all kinds of errors that you can make on a serve, obviously. And when you're in the middle of a match, basically you need to be able to fix what consistently might be going wrong. I've heard so many people, they come off the court and say, oh, I couldn't serve today. Oh, my serve kept just going a few inches long, or gosh, my serve kept going in the net today. And that's really just not acceptable because there are consistent things that are happening all the time. So there must be one sort of main thing that needs to be improved. So, of course, all the time we're trying to make improvements on our serve, hopefully. And if you're not, you really need to be doing that. And you need to, if you can afford to, you need to go see a pro, whatever, or talk to somebody that really kind of knows what they're doing and get some help. So if you are experiencing these two problems, which I'll address today, one is consistently hitting long, and it's usually just by a few inches, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches, which is not a lot, or sort of hitting the net top or just below net top, those you can kind of put a Band-Aid on for your match and then consistently work on fixing them. So when you're constantly going long, generally there are a number of things that can be going wrong with your serve. But one of the easiest ways to fix it right away is to move your toss forward. So a lot of people don't know where the toss is going, so that may not seem all that helpful. But if your toss is going long, make sure that wherever you're tossing it now, just move it a little further forward, because that's going to allow you to be able to get a little downward thrust on the ball. I'm not saying hit down, but if you're tossing back behind you, lots of times what happens is the wrist gets laid back and locked, and then you kind of launch the ball up. You hit the bottom of the ball, and it goes long. So if you're consistently hitting long, move your toss forward, and that will help you bring that ball in. Does that kind of make sense, Natalie? Do you have any of these problems?
I have had, and definitely have had these problems, and that makes perfect practical sense.
Yeah. I mean, you just kind of, if you kind of think through it, you can kind of figure out what might need to be done. Then actually doing it is the difficulty. If you're consistently going in the net, typically your toss is too far forward, right? So you're coming over the top of the ball, you're leaning, you're falling forward, so they go down into the net. So when you're hitting consistently into the net, pull your toss back a little bit, and that will give it a little bit more distance. So those seem pretty general, but they're really good rules of thumb, because by doing either of those modifications with the toss, it helps balance out some of the other things that may be going wrong with the serve itself. So those are just really, really easy, fast little fixes for the serve when you're in trouble. But remember, don't wait till you're in trouble to try and figure it out. Make sure you address all of these issues with a pro, look online, listen to my tips, and actually some of my toss tips that I've given before will help you be able to get this toss in the right place that will help your serve.
Excellent. Well, I love this advice that you've given us today, because it is practical. It's something you can do when you are in trouble. And people can get in touch with you, and you'll do lessons via internet. How can they find you to do that?
Email me at lisa@thetotalserve.com. You can check out my website. It's thetotalserve.com. And, yes, I do offer a video analysis. So you can just email me a couple of clips of your serve. Take it on your iPhone or whatever you have. I just need 3 or 4 front side views and back views, and I will get back to you with some recommendations and a complimentary personalized video for you, so that you can start improving your serve right away.
Awesome. Good stuff, Lisa. Thanks for joining us today. We will talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks a lot, Natalie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and that was Lisa Dodson with the Total Serve, and she also always does a great job of bringing us a tip for the day. So I loved that tip, very practical, something we can do in the middle of a match or just for practice, help alter our poor serves for practice. All right, well, I believe we have Teresa Edwards on the phone. Teresa, are you there? Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, I am here. I'm here, Natalie.
Oh, great.
Hello?
Teresa. So
yes.
Welcome to the Tennis Authority. So good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Natalie. I'm excited to tell your audience about Advantage Swing.
You know what? And they're excited to hear about it because I talk about it all the time. So they're going to be excited to hear about it from the one of the creators. Teresa, now, do we have Mitchell with us today? Is he on a tight schedule?
Yeah, I have Mitchell here. He's live right here beside me.
Okay.
Yeah, let me let you talk to Mitchell. Mitchell is...
Mitchell, okay.
Hello.
Hello?
How's it going?
Good, Mitchell. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Mitchell, tell... I can't quite hear you. Mitchell, how old are you?
I am 13.
You're 13. And are you the whole reason why Advantage Swing was invented?
Well, it was my brother... My dad made it for my brother.
Okay, Mitchell. All right. Are you playing hooky from school today to do this?
No, I am not. I am sick today.
Oh, no. Bless your heart. I'm so sorry about that. Well, you hang tight. We're going to talk to you in a few minutes. Let's talk to your mom again, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, yep. Teresa. Oh, go ahead.
Mitchell was able to stay home today, so I thought I would have him share a little bit about his experience with Advantage Swing. We can get him later.
Yes, absolutely. I want to start out by telling, I want you to tell our listeners exactly what Advantage Swing is.
Well, Advantage Swing is a tennis swing weight that you attach to your tennis racket. What's different about our product is that it's very concise and you can move it up and down on your racket. We have different sizes for, you know, different players for working on the strength of their serves. You know, it's a simple concept. It's the same concept that a baseball player would use to increase their swing on the baseball bat right before, you know, they get up to hit. It's a similar concept of that.
And, Teresa, I'm just curious because I don't even know this. I know where the idea for it came from, and we'll get to that in a minute. But do you play tennis?
I did in high school.
In high school
a long time ago. But, no, I don't play it. I am the tennis mom that cheerleads my kids. And I love it. It's my favorite thing to do is to watch tennis.
Oh, that's great. And so where did the idea for the Advantage Swing come from?
Well, the idea came from my son, David, when he was about the same age as Mitchell, about 13. He started playing tennis. And the coach at the time wanted him to have more snap and more power in his serve. And was telling Steve about putting maybe some weight on the top of his racket to help strengthen those tendons and make more snap. And so Steve came home, and he's an inventor and product development guy, and he came home and made something. And around that same time, he was going through his MBA program and was researching companies and ideas and things that he might could do outside of aerospace. And he came up with this idea.
And it's a fabulous one. And I'm gonna tell the audience a little bit about it. And I don't know, I probably haven't even shared this with you, Teresa, but when I first saw it, before I experienced it, I thought, well, I don't know. Because what it is for our audience, it's like a plastic-looking tennis ball that's weighted, and you unscrew it from the backside, and then you just screw it in, you attach it to your strings, and you screw it in. I don't know if that's making sense, but you attach it to the middle of your string, so it's like almost like you have a weighted tennis ball attached to your string. When I saw it, I thought, my first initial thought was, well, that's weird. I'm going to drop my racket head with a big weight on the end of it. And then I held it, and it did the complete opposite. It makes me hold my racket upright, and not just upright, but up where it's supposed to be. So that's been one of the biggest benefits that I've experienced from it. But also, my racket had been hanging up in the closet for a little while, Teresa. And when I got it back out, for some reason, I don't know where this came from. I've never done this before. But my natural stance was to lay my strings. I'm right-handed, so I would hold it with my right hand. I was laying my strings down in the palm of my left hand so that they were parallel with the ground. Well, and I don't know why I was doing that. But let me tell you, just a few minutes a day with my Advantage Swing, and that was cured. So
Wow.
And I mean, in like a week, not even a week, but probably, you know, between my two classes, so maybe like even 3 days, and I wasn't doing that anymore. And like I said, I don't know where it came from, but Advantage Swing corrected it.
I think that's, you know, when you begin increasing, you know, weight, just like a weight training device, this isn't something you leave on your racket for hitting a tennis ball. Like you shared with me one time, you work in your office, just, you know, just keeping those muscles loosened and keeping that memory, that muscle stretching going the same way. And I find with watching the children or watching women or whoever, this product gives that full swing all the way around, just that extra weight. And so just like, you know, you take the weight off, then your racket speed is faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to, you know, take away from warming up, but I've had several men that use the product say, you know, it takes me about a half hour to warm up on the court. Well, when I use your product for about 10 minutes before I get on the court, it only takes me about 10 minutes to warm up, and I'm ready to go.
Wow.
And as we get older, it's more important to be stretched out so we can not, you know, the risk of injuries are greater. And this will help warm up your muscles before you start hitting those harder balls from your opponents.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm starting to get to that stage where I'm noticing that warm-up is very important. I used to think, what's the point of this? I don't, you know, I didn't need it, but yes, I definitely see the benefit. Well, I have to do it now, you know, definitely feel the aches and pains a little more now, but the Advantage Swing has been great for that, for the warm-up process too. Yeah, definitely, I'm glad you brought that up. And also, as you said, I leave mine actually at my desk. And when I have a break or during my lunch break, I will, or if I just am frustrated and need to release some stress, I take that weighted object out outside on our little patio and I swing it. And it's not just for swinging your racket, but stretches too.
Right.
And I'm a naturally kind of tense person, and my shoulders are always up to my ears, and it's just been amazing for that as well. So do you have anything to say about the stretching part of it?
Well, I think it's very important to, you know, again, that muscle memory, you know, just to keep improving your follow through. And, you know, like you were talking about that net, at the net, you know, just those muscles in your wrist, those tiny muscles that can be strengthened, you know, with repetition.
Right.
And you can do it at home, you know, like you said, do it at your office or do it for warming up between matches or before you start a match.
And it's also great to use if it's raining and you can't go out to the courts. You can just take your Advantage Swing and swing your racket.
I know. You can do it anytime. I really like that part about this product. The kids use it all the time here at the house.
Great. So you have a brand new website, and I was looking through it. It's incredible. I'm very impressed by it. And it's not just a place to go order product. You also have other information on there. So tell our listeners about that.
Well, we'll be having more information as time goes on, but we have, you know, testimonials on how coaches are using them. These products have really been helpful for like junior high coaches to strengthen their players and, again, help with the follow through, the snap on the serve. So we have an area for tips, training areas, and we'll be doing more links to, well, like Tennis Authority. We'll be putting links on and supporting the tennis community. So I was really inspired by some of the trainings that we can do to help kids, not only for, you know, this game, but for the game of life. So you'll be seeing more and more aspects of how tennis can just help every area of your life, you know, to get the advantage in everything for goal setting.
I think that's wonderful, and I love that you're taking, you're going above and beyond the point of selling a product, but showing the benefit of tennis and doing something positive beyond just you know, pushing your product. So thank you for doing that for our community, because I think that for the tennis community, because I think that's wonderful. I met you at TBRM during the Dallas Challenger, so we did a whole show on that. My listeners are familiar about that. That was your debut event, wasn't it?
It was. That was our debut event to, you know, to the tennis community. And TBRM, what an exciting event that was to see tennis like that in a Metroplex area. I just thought that was a fantastic avenue to see the tennis. And we were received very well. You know, we had some skepticism there, too. But I think, like you said, when you pick up the product and you use it, you go, wow, this really makes sense. This is a really good idea.
Right. Yes, and I hate that people listening around the world can't experience it and realize how great it is. That's too bad. But hopefully the show sparks enough interest and encouragement from my part, because it is something that I use. I don't have people on my show if I haven't had a product that I use and would endorse. So it is fantastic. So what's gone on since TBRM? You've been in a few other events.
Well, we did the Four Seasons. We were at the Dallas Classic there, and that was we were well received there as well, and met some of the professionals there. And our product was picked up by Tennis Express in Houston.
Great.
And they've been carrying it and been very successful with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're getting into some pro shops, and we're at TBRM. You can pick up the product there. And Ernie Abraham in Mansfield has the products in his pro shop there, too. My son will be playing in the Zet tournament over there this weekend.
Oh, great. Great. Mitchell or David?
David. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what are some frustrations that you've encountered along the way of producing this product and getting it out there? I know it hasn't been an easy road.
Well, I think anytime you have a good idea, there's going to be challenges, and persistence is going to be the key. So I think just being consistent, and again, you know, that's just like tennis. You have to be consistent and, you know, get on the courts every day to be successful. So I think just, you know, reaching out to people is going to be a real key. And I think I would really like to be more in, like, the public schools or, you know, colleges, and reaching that community is challenging. So that's one avenue that I think would be really important for kids to be training with this product. So that's kind of a frustration, you know, because some you just don't understand the product totally.
I can understand that, because I didn't understand it, you know, until I actually picked it up and experienced it. So I totally understand that. How long did it take Steve to actually and work on the model?
Well, it took him over a year to really. We started out with just different weight type things, and we bought a whole bunch of different things, different ideas, but we finally came up with doing the weight to look like a tennis ball. And once we did that, visually it makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
Because, you know, you see the tennis ball and you go, okay, this makes sense. And I think the color is really important, having it the same color of a tennis ball. And it gives you a visual, just like what you were talking about, how your racket drops down. I think by having the visual of, okay, look, this is where the ball needs to hit, this is where I need to keep my racket, that really does make a difference. So, you know, these types of tweaks along the way has been really important. And then packaging is real important. So you know, I ended up getting a graphic artist to help me. And once I did that, I think along with the packaging, you know, it really makes a lot of sense because the packaging does tell a story now.
Right, and yeah, I agree. I like your packaging. I think it's very professional looking, and for a new startup company, I think it looks fabulous. So, what kept you going through the frustrations?
What kept me going is that it's a really great idea, and I really think it's going to help the tennis community. It's a worldwide business opportunity, and mm-hmm. tennis is only going to keep growing. And I think this is an avenue where people can get training, they can work at home and build muscles at home. And I tell you what, my kids are just inspiring all the time. Going and watching them grow and improve in tennis all the time, it's exciting. Tennis is an exciting sport.
Well, I love your enthusiasm. It is exciting. And I've said this before, that I feel sorry for people that don't have it in their lives because of all the positive I've gotten from it. And, you know, we're a family. You know, tennis, people involved in tennis is a family. You're in my family, Teresa. And people that don't have access to that family, like, they're really missing out. They really are. It's more than just hitting a ball around on a court.
Well, I know. It it's a competition. It's about improving yourself and mm-hmm. stamina. Mm-hmm. I mean, this product will help your game. Mm-hmm. And it's convenient. It's easy to use. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be able to, you know, help people get the advantage in their game. And I really mm-hmm. believe that. This product is going to help you with your follow-through. It's going to help you with your back swing and your mm-hmm. snap of your serve. I mean, mm-hmm. just these little bit of weight on your racket will bring consistency in your life.
It sure will. Okay, let's talk to Mitchell for a bit, Teresa.
Okay. All right. Let me get Mitchell for you. All right, Mitchell.
Hi.
Hi, Mitchell. Welcome back to the Tennis Authority. I'm sorry you're sick, but I'm glad that you got to be with us today. Can you tell us how long have you been using the Advantage Swing?
Well, I've been using it since we first came out with it, but I think it's come a very long way. The prototype was okay, but it looks a lot, if you were to look at what we first started at and what mm-hmm. we have right now, it looks mm-hmm. totally different.
It sure does. And I think when I at the buying show, the USPT buying show, I think I actually saw what it used to be. And you're definitely right. It's really a cool looking product. Do you enjoy using it?
Yes, I do. It's helped me a lot.
It's helped you. Tell our listeners, how has it helped you?
It's helped me on my serves a lot. Like, I used to hate my serves. I was really bad, inconsistent. Mm-hmm. I had, like, a lob serve and, like, no power.
Mm-hmm. And now what do you have?
From Vanish Wing, I got snap from my serve.
Mm-hmm.
So now it doesn't go, like, in a big arch into the box. Mm-hmm. It goes straight down and bounces up towards the players.
That's
He's
awesome.
Really gotten more power in his serve, I think.
Awesome. So, do you? I lost my question, Mitchell. Can you ace people now?
I have aced people a couple times.
Awesome. So, what is your favorite part about tennis?
My favorite part in tennis is having to chase the ball and have those tricky shots and those rallies that take forever, and then at the end it's like, oh man, I can't believe I won that.
Oh, that's awesome. So you like a challenge out on the court, it sounds like.
I do.
Oh, you do. That's so great. That's great, Mitchell. How long have you been playing?
2 years.
2 years, all right. And do you play with your brother?
Occasionally.
What goals do you have in tennis?
What goals I have is
yeah.
to get to be a Zapped player.
All right. And how far, what time frame are you looking to do that in? Do you know yet?
No, I do not.
That's fine. Okay. Well, Mitchell, I hope you have lots of fun and stay out on the court and you keep practicing. Oh, one more question. How many days a week do you use your Advantage Swing?
How many days a week?
Yeah.
I use it about
3 times. And occasionally I'll use it at school in the morning whenever we do that for athletics.
Good job. All right, Mitchell. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, Teresa, he sounds like just such a delight.
He is my energized bunny. Mitchell has lots of energy all the time. I don't think you could see that today because he's a little down in, with the sinuses here in Texas, you know, we're got the sinus thing going on. But but he does. He does use it in the mornings before his matches and here at the house. So it's been fun to see how Advantage Swing has helped his serve.
I bet. I mean, I can't imagine because it's made it, I can tell from what he says, what he can tell me it's done. It's a drastic change. So that's really incredible. That's really incredible. Well, Teresa, tell our listeners where they can get a hold of one of these little guys.
Well, right now we have a website and it's advantageswing.com, www.advantageswing.com. And we've got packages for coaches on there. And by the end of the day, Natalie, I'll have a code for your listeners. They can find that code on your website, and then they can go to my website and put the code in, and I'll give them a discount today. Well, for the next month, I guess. Okay. And so they can go on and put that code on, and they can get, I think it's 8% off.
Okay.
Maybe it's 10% off. I can do it 10% off, and I have two different codes. So I'll put you can put that on your website, and we'll get that set up. I think that'll be an excellent opportunity for people to just get the product, get the advantage for it. We have 4 different products. We have a 5-ounce. Those are great for every player. And then from there we go up with different weights. We have an 8-ounce. I call that the varsity, the 8-ounce. And that's just for almost everybody from old to young can use that product. And then from there we go up to what I call the varsity plus, which is a 10-ounce product. And this is just for a little bit more of a consistent player, somebody that might be playing for like 3 to 4 times a week in matches. Somebody that's a little bit what I call a heavy hitter. So the 10-ounce would be for, you know, just probably a solid player. And, again, this product isn't something you're going to use for, you know, 30 minutes. About 10 minutes with this product is about an hour on the court if you use it for 10 minutes. So, and then we have even a heavier product called the Pro, and it's 14 ounces. But, Natalie, that thing – you got to be a big guy to even pick that up, let me tell you. And you don't definitely want to use that for, you know, 10 minutes. You might want to just start out with that, just a couple of strokes. But
right.
I tell you, I do sell those to some of the, you know, more pro. I call it pro for a reason. You know, I think you really need to be that consistent, strong player.
Right. Got it. And then just a reminder to our listeners, you do have and it comes with instructions, but you also have instructions on the site as to how to use it and other tips and stuff. So I highly encourage people to go to the site, check it out, advantageswing.com. And how is there a way people can get in touch with you directly?
Yes. There's a phone number on our website as well, but I can give that number out. It's 817-428-4280. So it's 4280. Great.
Okay, very good. Well, Teresa and Mitchell, I thank you guys both for joining us today. It's been great fun. You guys have been waiting a long time to come on the show, and I appreciate your patience. It's been a pure joy. I want to thank you also for your support and sending us to the New York Tennis Expo, the first one. Teresa, that means so much to me, and your prayers for me throughout that event. I do appreciate that very much.
My pleasure, Natalie. How exciting to get to go to New York and be a part of that first expo. It was great. I loved your radio program. I've listened to it. It was great. You had a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was definitely a stressful show. We weren't quite sure how you know, it was the first expo. We didn't know how things were going to work out. So I appreciate that. I think it worked out pretty well. And Nick showed some interest in coming on regularly. So So we are working out some of those details, and we're very excited about what that's going to do for the show and the network as well. And you know what? One thing I learned from that interview that's really inspired me is, and you heard this because you listened to the interview, and now that I kind of, the thoughts have processed a little more, I can probably say it a little better. But one thing I have learned is that what Nick did trickled all the way down to me. So
I know. I loved that.
And I don't think I ever realized it till I sat there that day. So that has inspired me to go out and do stuff, because I know I'll never impact the amount of lives Nick has. But if I can touch, you know, a few, that's my new inspiration. So it's been
great.
Well,
you know, and what I loved about Nick, though, you know, the lives that he touched went on to touch other lives, and
mm-hmm.
they became champions. So he wasn't about making champions. He was about working with what he had at the time, and those people became champions because of his instructions. So
exactly.
We all have that potential to be that champion.
We do. We do. All right, Teresa, again, thank you so much for being with us today. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
Bye, Natalie. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you. All right, folks, we are having some apparent technical difficulties today. Teresa couldn't get through, and we were supposed to have Adam Sickman on the line, and he's calling me directly, so he couldn't get through. So we're going to try calling Adam ourselves. He was going to give us an update on the expo, the final numbers and stuff. Let's just see if we can get a hold of him. He'll just have to bear with me a second. He's going to be pretty surprised that we're calling him on air if he answers. So,
hello?
Adam Sickman.
David.
David, whoops off. Sorry, David. David, I apologize. You just called my cell phone, and our last guest did too. Are you guys having trouble dialing in?
Yeah, we can't get through. We've been trying for like 10 or 12 minutes now, and the main line's not working.
Okay, well, guess what? You're live on the air right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we're happy to be here.
Well, thanks. So I apologize for that. I don't know what's going on. We're having a trouble apparently in our studio. The message I have is that it's with a different phone number other than the one you're supposed to be calling. But we made it work out. So, Adam, I'm so glad you're here. Glad you're joining us today. I haven't even got to talk to you since the expo. Have you recovered?
Yeah, Natalie, it's been quite the roller coaster since then. You know, it was a very exciting time, obviously, right through the event. Great attendance, great weather, and it was an excellent event. And ever since then, it's been kind of recouping and reaping the benefits of having such a great event that we put on and making so many people so happy.
Excellent. So you've got some final numbers, I think, for us, and some information on what went on that day. So go ahead and tell our listeners about that.
Sure. Natalie, it's David again. How are you? So we were actually targeting 2,000 people. Our Long Island event that we've done twice drew 1,200. We were targeting 2,000 as a goal, and we got just a shade under 3,000, which was just a monstrous number. At final total was 2,911 attendees. You know, for a one-day, six-hour grassroots event, you know, obviously the largest grassroots event ever held in New York, you know, possibly in the country, and just, you know, for our first time out for the New York Tennis Expo in what will be the first of hopefully many, just a massive turnout, you know, lots of smiles, and everyone from exhibitors to attendees going home happy, and we were thrilled.
Well, that's just fantastic. It was an incredible experience for myself, and I'm sure I got something different than the other people got. I was just telling our last guest that, and if you listen to the show with Nick, then you heard it. But what I got out of it, and this didn't occur to me until I'm sitting there talking to him, to Nick Valtieri, and what he was doing years ago was trickling down to me, and that's what got me excited about tennis. And so, excuse me, that has inspired me to go out there and do something myself. So because I can inspire others. And I know I'm not in the military. I won't touch the lives you've touched, but, you know, I hope that I can reach a few. So thank you guys for putting on that amazing event. What you were doing, too, was trickling down. So I commend you guys.
And we appreciate that. And, you know, obviously, you know, having Nick out there was tremendous. And we heard a lot of different quotes, you know, from people afterwards. We've received many testimonials that have been fantastic, people that were inspired by the speeches, you know, and one that I actually want to read to you, you know, it's kind of a similar tone to what you just said, mm-hmm. you know, and this was from somebody, this was a family that was out at the event, and I'll read the quote. It's, "I never picked up a racket before, but was so inspired by the speeches and activities at the expo that I cannot wait for next year's event. I will now take up the sport of tennis thanks to my experience here today." And that's from an attendee, I hopefully I get this name right, but Ruhima Hajang. And they had a family out there, and you know, I mean, part of our event was that there was something for everybody. Family fun, obviously everything was free, but there was kiddie events, face painting, balloon animals, glitter tattoos, under 10 tennis. But then also for the older group, there was, you know, the speeches from Nick and Tim Mayotte and Sean Hannity and everyone in that, you know, at that ilk. And it was really a great day. And we're happy that we were able to not only provide the platform for the businesses to make them happy, which is mm-hmm. certainly part of our goal, but mm-hmm. then also for the attendees to leave inspired by something that Nick or somebody else mm-hmm. said, or maybe just the efforts that we put forth, which, you know, were quite a bit in the days leading up to it, quite a lot of stress. I know I saw you the night before at the barbecue with some of the other sponsors. You know, we were stressed, but we're just glad everyone, these kind of testimonials make it all worthwhile.
They do. And David, and 2,911 people were there that day. I just wonder how many we can multiply that by. You know, they're going to go out and share the sport. I mean, there's just no way of knowing. But you just imagine. I mean, I don't have words for it. The lives that you will have touched through that one event, and we're going to do it again next year, right? Or I should say you. I didn't do anything, but you're going to do it again next year, right?
Yeah. No, we are planning on it. You know, and it's funny because people are already. People are so excited by, you know, the obvious marketing that was created from the event, you know, pre-event, during event, and post-event, just all the publicity that tennis has gotten, publicity that the sponsors have received, you know, really making it a, you know, more relevant sport in this area. You know, everyone's always given publicity to basketball and football and lacrosse, but, you know, having tennis receive national and local exposure off this event has really created quite a buzz. We are looking forward to doing it next year. We've already had people try to reserve their spots and, you know, try to get tables and sponsorships already. We're not quite ready for that yet. We still have to, you know, pick a day and get a whole bunch of things in the works. But, you know, we certainly are looking forward to it. And, you know, we think we can eclipse 3,000, you know, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe a bunch more. We did run out of parking that day because of the Mets game, so, you know, we will make that change and make sure not to match up against a, you know, professional event 5 feet away.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll come back with some slight changes, and, you know, now that we know how big it was and how well it was received, there's just a lot we can do moving forward to make it even bigger and better. And it already being the biggest event ever held in New York, from a grassroots tennis spectrum, you know, the fact that we already have plans in our own minds internally to do it even bigger and better is quite exciting.
It is so exciting, so exciting. Do you have a favorite event that happened that day?
I mean, for me personally, I spent most of my time in the speaker sessions, mm-hmm. you know, making sure everything went smoothly there. Mm-hmm. I know Adam spent more of his time, you know, in the on-court activities and making sure the exhibitors were taken care of and the on-court was going well. I mean, as a, if I got to attend as an attendee, right, without question, I wanted to be out on court 17 hitting with St. John's because, you know, getting to hit on a stadium court, I mean, that was something that, once we knew how large the crowd was going to be, we rented court 17. And, you know, then I called up Eric Rabune, who's the head coach at St. John's, and said, you know, I'd really like you guys to get involved and you know, how can we make this happen? And, you know, Eric was very happy to take part, and his team was, you know, was very happy to take part. And they came out for the whole day and, you know, really in some cases made people's dreams come true. I mean, you know, for young kids especially, but really for anybody, to be able to go hit on one of the main four courts at the U.S. Open, you know, was something that I would love, you know, that I love to do, and I'm sure something that we received feedback and a lot of testimonials that people were very happy to do. And I would say if I had to pick one thing as an attendee, that would be my hot spot. But, you know, the good thing about our event was that there was something for everybody. So my nieces were there. You know, I have three nieces, ages 5, 3, and 1, and they left with their they left with their faces painted with balloon animals and glitter stuff, and you know, had their photo taken with New York Tennis Magazine covers, and got to hit. So you know, it was something that no matter what age you were, you were able to take part, and it was a great day.
Well, that's true, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that I observed. The speaker sessions, the parent, especially the college one, and I didn't get to see them all, but I was in that one, and the parents and the kids were just hungry for that information. I think that was a wonderful topic to have, a very valuable one. I wish, I told Tim Mahon, I wish that had been around, you know, a few years ago when I was seeking out colleges, because it was just such a great session, and to see the people in the audience so hungry to listen was, I thought, very very cool, very cool experience.
The panel, I mean, you know, to bring in, that was something we were also, you know, very proud of and very complimentary to the group that came in. I mean, Sean Hannity, you know, donating his time, and you know, Tim Mayotte and Nick and all the local, you know, big name coaches from Lawrence Plager to Clay Bibby to Steve Kaplan, Whitney Kraft, all the way down the line, and then Chuck Creasy coming in as you know, an expert on the college panel from out in Maryland. You know, I mean, it was a great day for people to come out. We had about 600 people inside the speaker session, and for them to be able to, you know, whether it was get autographs and speak face-to-face and one-on-one with guys like Nick and Tim and Sean, but also just to hear from that collection of people on a topic that they were very interested in was, you know, really special to watch. I mean, you know, the first panel, I was able to sit back and, you know, watch that, and it was just very special to see everybody's reaction, and at the end when the audience got involved more in the conversation. And the second panel I actually emceed, you know, was really able to certainly be part of that and see the interaction in between the audience and the experts. And that's really what I enjoyed, was seeing the back and forth amongst everybody.
Right, right. And I think the probably the best part, my favorite part to observe in the whole event, and I didn't do this till the very end. I had to run up and get my photo because I wanted my cover photo. So I run up the stairs and I run out there, and to see on the parent player deck, to see those little kiddos hitting the ball, some had never held a racket, that I just stopped in my tracks. I mean, it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. It made my heart smile. It still makes my heart smile to have seen that. It was just truly a beautiful, beautiful sight. I think that was the best part of the whole event for me. So,
oh, yeah. The deck, which, you know, I will admit now, we, about 2 weeks before the event, that deck wasn't built. So we were nervous because we, you know, wanted to make sure that that was in.
Right.
And then we walked through on Friday, 2 days before the event. That was the first time we saw it finished. And that was when I started to get a lot, you know, of excitement, because it looked amazing, you know. Certainly, Connor Sport Court, who put that court in, National Tennis Center, who, you know, is going to have that court now moving forward. You know, I give a lot of credit to both entities there. I mean, it's a beautiful area overlooking Ash and overlooking Court 17. We did 100 and something mock photos from up there from our photographer, mock New York Tennis Magazine cover photos, in which you will be receiving here soon. Yeah, that's certainly, you know, kids getting to get up there and play was certainly something very special and, you know, something I think they'll remember being able to play in that kind of atmosphere. And from our end, I mean, all we've been preached to for a few years now is how participation is the big thing that, you know, everybody wants to see. And, you know, all the efforts that get made towards that, you know, this event, in and of itself, was all of those smaller events multiplied into one. I mean, 3,000 people in one place. So the level of participation, the level of from all areas, from businesses, from, you know, New York tennis enthusiasts, from Long Island tennis enthusiasts, from you know, from obviously our staff and different organizations. There were high school coaches that brought players out. There were CTAs that brought their groups out. It was just, you know, four colleges taking part in the on-court. It was just great to see that we're able to bring the community together. And that's definitely something that's been lacking is a unified, you know, a unification of all the 60-some-odd tennis facilities and country clubs and camps and, you know, all the different entities in New York and Long Island. There's usually competition, not so much unification. And what we're here to do is create a platform for everybody individually, but also collectively. And you know, we're gonna go ahead. We've received numerous responses from the exhibitors and from the different businesses that either took part or were there attending. And we're going to do more of this stuff, and we're going to bring everybody together, and we're going to create that platform and continue to grow it so that everybody has a voice and, you know, that all of our supporters are taken care of. And moving forward, we're just excited that this went so well and what we can do in the future. It was certainly fantastic to have the UR Tennis Network out there, and I've heard some of the shows since, and there's certainly going to be more people that work with us that, you know, we're going to want you to talk to and, you know, just get everybody more exposure.
Well, very good. All well said, David. And I thank you again for having this idea and following through. I can see myself maybe coming up with an idea, but I think it would have taken me probably 5 years to put out there, and you did it in a few months. So great job done, and I know your focus is right there in New York and Long Island, but I just hope that you can see that it went beyond that, because I took it back to Texas with me, and I hope I'm spreading it down here. You had vendors from all over the country. They're taking it back to their homes and spreading it around there. So, you know, I hope you know that. I hope you know it's going beyond just that area even.
I will briefly say that we've received phone calls from at least three other states so far, you know, asking us to be involved with bringing events to their area. You know, I think there's a little misconception that our staff is a lot bigger than it is. I mean, truthfully, we together with somewhat of a small staff for an event this size. And, you know, I don't know how exactly we're going to translate it into other areas, but you know, we do have some plans in the work. We've spoken to a lot of people nationally, a lot of people that want to use our platform, and a lot of people that were very impressed with. But truthfully, the biggest thing we've heard is the organization and professionalism that the event showed. And I take great pride in that. And we're going to look to bring this to other areas. And again, unify the community, whether it be the local community or the national community. We want to be that growing platform for everybody, and we want everybody to look upon our new glossy 80-page magazines and our websites and our events and our Facebook and our Twitter and everything else we're doing as as a premier entity in the tennis world.
Great. David, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Real quick, we've got about 40 seconds left. Tell people how they can find you.
You can find us at our websites, nytennismagazine.com, or litennismagazine.com. And you can also search NY or LI Tennis Mag on Facebook to find our Facebook page, or on Twitter to find our Twitter feeds.
Great. Thanks, Adam. And thank you, David, for the update. Just a reminder to our listeners, we will be doing a follow-up show probably in the next couple of weeks or so. It's just a matter of me. I'm to hold up there. So I definitely am preparing for that. It's going to be quite a big show, and we'll have some of our other interviews that we had that day and broadcast them that you haven't yet heard. Thank you guys for joining us. I have missed you the last few weeks, so looking forward to another show and talking with you more throughout the next year. We're going to go to another quick commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap up.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks, Natalie.
This is Jason Haynes, CEO of the UR Tennis Network. We are proud to announce the 2013 summer camp season has begun. At ussportcamps.com, you can plan out a Nike tennis camp experience. These are offered to both adults and juniors for day and overnight camps. Visit ussportcamps.com to pick up a brochure and join over 50,000 youth who say yes to our summer camp experience. Join a Nike tennis camp at www.ussportcamps.com or call us at 1-800-NIKE-CAMPS. In 2013, let our summer camps be your victory. Choose the Nike tennis camps and take your game to the next level.
All right, folks, we had a great show today. We went a little over, and that's okay, because if you're listening to the podcast, you got it all. We are going to be doing, like I said, another show in regards to the expo, because I got great interviews with people like Tim Mayotte. Of course, Nick Valtteri, you should have already heard that show, and if you haven't, go back and hear it, because it was great. But as well as participants, I got interviews with participants and they're having a great time, and it was just a really special event. And if you couldn't be there, you can take part of it and almost feel as if you were. Go out and support Long Island and New York Tennis Magazine, because what they're doing there is affecting the whole tennis community. Like I said, I brought it back to Texas. There was a vendor there from California. She's taking it back to California. We were all inspired. We all have new energy now to spread this great game, because just experiencing the fun that the people are having, everyone should have this experience. You can get something from the magazine whether you live in New York or Long Island or you don't. There's plenty of information, coaching tips there. Lisa Dawson's writing for the magazine, our little tip of the day gal. So there's definitely something there. So go out and support them, because they're doing a great thing for this community, and that's what we are about at the UR Tennis Network. Thanks for being with us today. Thanks for bearing with us with our technical difficulties. I think our guests, Teresa Edwards and then Adam Wolfsaw and David Sickman, we were supposed to talk with the inventor of Advantage Swing, and that's probably my fault. I guess I should have called him. I just didn't realize people weren't able to get through. So thanks again for your support. Thanks for your patience in dealing with our issues, because we sure had them today, but we got through. I think it was still a great show. Don't forget to find us at www.thetennisauthority.com. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, and what you want to hear. Take care, have a good time, have a great weekend, and I hope you spend some time on the court.
Opinions stated by various contributors to the UR Tennis Network and its programming are not to be considered as endorsed by the UR Tennis Network. Participants are encouraged to use their own discernments and draw their own conclusions. All information, products, and services offered by the UR Tennis Network are for personal use only. The UR Tennis Network does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of information contained within the network. Any products or services provided for should be used solely for entertainment purposes. We emphasize the idea of keeping an open mind and not construing the products, services, or data as factual.